We're going to get into now what we will call too high, 201, and looking at what the corners are doing. This right here, as Ian and I have talked about, we're trying to find ways to make this as simple as possible. There are entire websites dedicated to match quarters. There are entire authors that almost talk exclusively about match quarters and how that works. So as we dig into this, understand that it can get very, very complicated. We are going to try to make it as simple as we possibly can. But before we do, let's do a quick review, Ian. What is the difference between, we've talked about single high, we've talked about too high. Explain the difference between those two things for me.
Single high coverage means one safety drops deep into the deep middle. Too high coverage means you have two safeties drop deep and they drop to either half of the field, basically. Obviously, it gets a lot more complicated than that, but the idea is a safety deep on either hash. But there's a million different ways to play single high coverage, and there are maybe a million more to play too high coverage. Right. With exactly who does what, who is where, how do you leverage this, how do you leverage that. And we're gonna dumb it down as much as we can today.
All right, Ian, we are gonna start with quarters.
Quarters. So
here we are. This is it. This is how we're dumbing it down. All right, let's start with this. So again, you were telling me before we recorded, you could put a lot of words on here, but you're going to tell your flag football team just a couple things. So before we get into the weeds here, what were the a couple things that you would tell your flag football team to understand the basic concept of two high quarters?
Well, we didn't play. We played in a different defense, somewhat my design.
The audience doesn't know that, Ian. They don't need to know the specifics of that. And frankly, that's not something you should be broadcasting to your opponents.
It doesn't matter. Especially last season, it really didn't matter. Our players definitely didn't know what they were doing last year. I would tell them, don't get beat deep and don't let them get outside of you.
Okay.
And if we actually did those two things, we were really good and really hard to beat. Didn't always do those two things, especially that last season. Quarters is a little more complicated. The idea with quarters is, like a lot of people, whenever they think too high defense, they just call it cover two. Like, you have a deep safety on either half. They're not supposed to let anything get in behind them, and that's quarters. That's when you see two side safeties, that's what that means. Some people have a slightly more sophisticated and still incorrect understanding of quarters, right, which is that you divide the deep field into four quadrants, and the corners get the two outside ones, and the safeties get the two inside ones. And that is closer, but that's not really how quarters works either. Quarters is a little bit simple underneath for the corners and the linebackers. And then the safeties have like if-then rules.
So let's go through these. And I highly encourage you to watch whenever it comes out, either before or after this one, watch the single high coverage video, because I think it will help you to understand a little bit about the differences in these assignments. But as an example, during single high, when we looked at that particular match, we were playing a lot of zone on the outside. This is pure man on the corners here. We are lining up, going across the receiver, and we're staying on their hip. The middle of the field is a little bit different. Can you explain that?
Yeah. The corners usually are playing pretty strict man. How strict it is depends on the team, the corner. You might play it different to either side of the field. But today it's just like the corner covers the receiver. That's pretty much how it works. The weak side linebacker is going to play the route that comes into his area, which is usually going to be like the inside receiver. But it might be like, hey, if that inside receiver goes deep, he's going to the safety. You let him go, you pick up the next guy. You look for the running back. Look and see if the outside receiver is coming underneath. Both linebackers and the star of the nickel, who's kind of a space linebacker all play it that way for the most part. It's look to this guy that's across from you. He's probably going to be the one in your zone, and you're going to just basically play him man to man, but maintain a little depth and awareness, because if different guys move in different spots, you may trade him off and pick somebody else up. The safeties are what make quarters go. I mean, the corners have to be really good. So if the corners are bad, your defense will be bad. But the safeties are kind of what define it. And the safeties, instead of it being really simple, it's just you get the inside quadrant. It's you get the inside receiver if he's deep. If he's blocking, look to get up there and join the action. If it's a run, if it's a pass, you're looking to bracket the outside receiver from the inside. Does all that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So it seems here, again, this is all just about reads, right? But it's a read within the zone.
Yeah, sure.
Great. Again, I'm trying to oversimplify something, but...
That's not bad.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Let's have a look now at one of these examples, and hopefully this will bring some level of clarity. What we're about to see is basic, very, very basic quarters. Let's have a look at this.
So Texas played a lot of basic quarters against Ohio State, and they also played a lot of fancy quarters against Ohio State that we might get into later. But the nickel has the slot across from him. He's basically just covering the nickel. The two linebackers are basically covering the tight end and the running back. One way to look at it is that whoever is most to the defense's left will get covered by Leongo Lafau, the linebacker to the left. And whoever one is more to the right will hopefully be covered by the middle linebacker. And then what, again, makes quarters exceptional, if you do it really well, is if the corners are good and your safeties are freed up to read what's happening and basically just show up wherever they're needed. So they can see like, oh, it's going to be a deep pass, so I'm going to help take away Jeremiah Smith. That was obviously a very important thing that Texas was aiming to accomplish in this game. Oh, I'm going to help the nickel on Emeka Egbuka if he goes deep. Great. Oh, it's actually just a run. I'm going to be a little bit late, but I'm going to show up to help against the run and make sure the run isn't too bad. So go ahead and roll the tape and we'll see how the safeties played this one. So the field safety on the bottom is helping to bracket the deep threat receiver, which is the outside guy. The slot goes underneath, and so he's like, okay, I'm helping on this outside receiver. We're not going to get beat deep on this play on my watch. The safety on top is thinking similarly, but because he's playing back, he can see things developing in front of him. He sees that it's a run, and so then he shows up late and turns what could have been a really good run into not a very good run. He's actually defended pretty well up front, but the edge lost the edge a little bit, and Ohio State has guys that can bounce outside and make you pay. But then the safety is there within an instant to clean it up. If people remember back when Gary Patterson was really doing his thing at TCU, they were so good at this, where it felt like you should be running them over all the time, and you were never running them over because they had these fast little safeties that would always show up. And it never felt like you could find any room because they were always well trained to show up at the right spot at the right time to limit the damage you could do. And he's the one that taught the system to Texas. And they didn't major in it as much last year, but they're still pretty good at it, apparently, when they want to be.
Well, and you talked about this in one of our previous videos. You know, we really, and this was the big knock on Texas, certainly, during the 24-25 season, was the opponents really didn't present maybe opportunities to get this sophisticated and this adept at this particular scheme, right? Because as you were saying, like, this is not something they majored in. We really didn't face quarterbacks that were going to challenge us in certain ways. But this is very, very basic quarters.
Yeah, this one is very basic. You're just safeties are keeping the ball in front of them and helping where they're needed. Ohio State also was like quarters was kind of their biggest weakness for the last 4 years. And you'll probably remember I was like pounding the table before the game saying Texas absolutely has to play quarters like Michigan did. This is how you beat this team. Other teams are too afraid to do it, but Texas has to do it if they want to have a chance. And they did, and they had a chance. Couldn't quite do it.
This video is brought to you by Lux Kitchen and Bath. Lux has been offering high-end kitchen and bathroom remodels for three generations throughout the greater Austin area. With five-star review after five-star review on Google and Facebook, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can put your faith in Lux Kitchen and Bath's award-winning designers and skilled craftspeople to bring to life that dream vision of your special home. But that's not all. Lux's all-star team provides full remodels, large additions, and even commercial build-outs as well. So call Lux Kitchen and Bath at 833-358-LUX today. Or visit luxkitchenbath.com to discover where quality meets luxury and begin the process of transforming your home. Get a free quote today by calling 833-358-LUX. That's L-U-X-E. Or by visiting luxkitchenbath.com. Link in the description.
You want to get into the other even more complicated quarters coverage?
Yeah, I feel like we've still got the audience. We might as well lose them. All right, let's. Should we bring up two read and talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. If you were with us, hopefully you'll stick around. Here we go. Here's two read. All right. Now on paper, less words, just arrows. So what makes this more difficult?
So the thing is that in quarters, the corner is basically just like, just cover the receiver, right? In two read, both the safety and the corner have more if then rules. So the way two read works is the safety has to get back further. And let's take the bottom of the formation with the H and the X.
Yep.
You're going to read number two. That's why it's called two read. The corner is reading the H. He drops back a little bit to keep X in front of him. But if he sees H go outside and underneath, then he jumps to cover him instead, and he just lets X go. Like you would in cover two. And the safety has to see that and get back and make sure that X doesn't get by him as well. So if you get X deep and H outside and underneath, it plays like cover two. But if H runs deep and X runs something shallow, the corner stays on X and the free safety has to match H deep. And so then it plays more like quarters. So you have to have two guys seeing the same thing and responding the same way, so that you don't have people just running free. But the upside, theoretically, is that you're a little more flexible against a few different routes, and you have potentially optimal leverage on the route combination, no matter what it is, if you play it right.
You were talking earlier about, I can't remember the phrasing you used, but making it complex for them, but simple for us. Is this doesn't seem like a prime example of that, just because, at least in my mind, you're really taxing the mental acuity of these players as this is going on. Now, this is why a player like Taff is so dangerous, right? It's just because he knows where to be and how to be there. And then you also have to have a Thorpe Award winner, I would imagine, to make this even more dangerous. But let's talk really quickly about these corners, because again, they are being taxed with a lot during this type for this type of play. Is that safe to say?
Yeah. Sometimes a corner who's like physical and just quick reacting can really come alive in this, even if they're not as good in coverage, because theoretically, if they read the play right, then they always have safety help where they need it, and they can kind of play a little more aggressive. Texas played this a ton in 2011 when they actually were a little younger. They had Quandre Diggs as one corner, and then I can't remember if it was Carrington Bynum or Duke Thomas at the other, but that guy was also a little bit young. Quandre Diggs was awesome at this because he was so reactive and physical and hard hitting. So if it was like, hey, you're going to play back just for a little bit, but if you see that guy go outside, then you get to go downhill and be just a hammer. And it was great for him. Sometimes you'll see high schools run this and do it well, but you got to be very committed. And if you're doing this in addition to a bunch of other things, then you start to obviously play with fire where you run the risk of somebody just running down the field with absolutely no fire on them.
So with this particular, with the two high, two read, how are we employing the linebacking core and the nickel here?
The linebacker core and the nickel?
Yep.
They are, it's a little bit simpler for them. It's very similar to normal quarters, but the outside guys, the W and the star, for sure need to be very good at what's called walling up the inside receiver. So like if the inside receiver goes deep, it's the safety's job to cover them. But you want to make that as easy for the safety as possible. So the way you do that is by walling them up, which is where you get inside of them and you run with them down the field for a little bit so that they can't turn and cross the middle of the field very quickly. You want to make them like get the further upfield they have to go before they can cross. That gives the safety more time to see what's happening and to make sure they don't cross his face into the middle of the field. Because remember, the middle of the field is open.
Right.
And so you need to protect the safeties from that, from guys just having a chance to run down the middle of the field. And then they'll just run. It's too hard for a safety to pick that up.
So
the assignment is imperative, but it's not super complicated. But it's very important.
Let's take a little time on this one, because there's quite a bit going on here. Pre-snap, what are we looking at?
Looks like a two high coverage. You never know with Texas, but that's how it looks before the play. And then if you play it for just a little bit, you'll immediately start to see the safeties start dancing around and doing all kinds of shenanigans. Like Michael Taft is on the bottom and play it right there. Okay. He fooled me when we were rewatching it. He makes it look like the quarterback was about to snap it. And then he starts to run outside like he's going to play like two read or Tampa two or something where he's like deep half. Right. So he starts to run outside and then he stops and then he comes back and he ends up playing like a very shallow, what we would call basic quarters, where he's in position to play an inside receiver if there is one, but there isn't really, or help on the corner. Help on the outside receiver or run up and support the run. So he's playing very basic quarters, but he shows you all kinds of different possibilities of what might be coming. And then the free safety kind of shows like, am I playing outside? Am I actually running to the deep middle to play the post? And then it turns out he's actually playing what's probably two read in, or maybe also basic quarters, but probably two read.
Now, prior to the snap here, before there's any motion, it looks, if I'm looking at that corner at the top of the screen near the 10-yard marker.
That's the key.
Yeah. So he is lined up right now, just given his depth. That reads to me as man. Is that fair?
Sure.
So what you'll notice is when the movement starts happening, he starts to back off a little bit as well.
Yep. he starts to back off and he gets eyes on the slot receiver in the backfield, which is the tell for two read. Because he's like, if that slot receiver comes outside, I am going to, if it's a screen, I'm going to be aggressive and force the ball inside to help. If it's like a quick route, I'm going to go pick that up and let the safety get this guy that Elsie thought I was playing man coverage on. You see that?
Yep.
And then as it happens, like, Gilbo really destroyed that play. He didn't quite keep the ball inside of him, but he sniffed it out pretty fast and he made them take a really wide track around. There's a lot going on there to try to confuse Texas. Both teams are just doing everything they can to keep the other team from knowing where to run to, right? Because Ohio State's running like some kind of counter play, but with a backside quick toss to the tight end, I think. Or no, the running back. I don't even know. There's so much going on. The slot receiver? No, the outside receiver from the other side of the field. How are you doing, Elsie?
I'm good. I'm just trying to take it all in. There's a lot. Wow, you got a dinosaur in your house. That sounds super intimidating.
Yeah. It's always something.
Let's look at an example where basically it just all comes together.
This one is going to be a two-read blitz, which means they're going to play two-read coverage, I think. I think everybody's playing two-read coverage except Colin Simmons. I don't think Colin Simmons quite got the memo on this play. That'll happen when you ask your freshman phenom pass rusher to drop into coverage. They're going to blitz the nickel. They're going to have the wall player be that Mike linebacker instead. The weak side linebacker will slide over and become the new Mike linebacker. And Colin Simmons is the edge on the top. He's supposed to drop out and become the new weak side linebacker. The safeties show Will Howard a million different things, and then they both bail to the deep halves so that the corners can play aggressive with the safeties behind them. So double two read. Things to watch are, does the nickel blitz get home? It'd be great if it did, because some people are going to be asked to do some unusual things. Can the Mike linebacker get out to that slot receiver and keep him from just running a quick dig over the middle? And are the corners able to make the most of having safeties deep behind them?
All right. Here we go, y'all.
Basically, almost all the defensive backs are telling you the wrong thing until the last minute.
Right.
Which is just very, very hard as a quarterback to beat that. Because it's really hard to figure out what they're doing in the 3 or 4 seconds you get after the snap. You really want to know before that time. And Texas just never makes that easy for you. But he kind of got it on this one. What happens is the corner and the dropping edge both defend the flat, and nobody defends the sort of weak hook. And so that quick slant is actually wide open. The window is wide open. You would have wanted a linebacker to kind of pause and sit there and force the quarterback to look to the check down to the running back late. But it's not what happened.
All right. So with this, it's the same question I've asked you in the last few videos. If you were to put it in summation, like what is the objective of, if we're going into two read or we're talking about quarters, and let's separate those for a second. So with two read, you're giving your flag football team a very simple message here. What is the objective? What do you want to have happen if you're running two read?
You want to match the routes that the offense runs with the best possible leverage. Okay. So we're going to play with this structure if they do this. We're going to play with this structure if they do that.
Great.
And we're going to make sure we're on top of things.
And let's talk about quarters. Same thing. What's your quick down and dirty lesson?
It's probably a little more, we're going to kind of man up across the board, sort of. And the safeties are going to be Johnny on the spot wherever they're needed.
Again, this is very simple. We're trying to make it as simple as we possibly can. We encourage you to join us at InsideTexas.com. This Ian has done a really good job, especially leading up to that semifinal game against Ohio State. Did a really good job outlining what Michigan had done really, really well over the last 4 years to make Ohio State's day very, very uncomfortable during those games. And Texas executed almost exactly what Ian told them to do, which I think is pretty good. Pretty good job, Ian. I really appreciate you contributing to the team like that. Join us, InsideTexas.com. We're going to try to keep these coming for you. We want to get you as educated as we can before the season starts. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.